I want to share with us some words that Paul shares in Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians 4, he says, "I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." And then he goes on just a few verses later and says, "It was He," meaning Jesus, "it was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up." As we prepare to install this morning and to commission Pastor Larry as our pastor of care here at Fairland, I believe beyond any shadow of doubt that God has called and equipped Larry for the role that is laid out before him for the purpose of advancing God's kingdom. This is an exciting day. We as a church family, we should be excited about this kind of a decision, about this kind of an opportunity, about this kind of person that's coming on board with us and doing ministry with us. I want to take just a few minutes and share a little bit of the journey that has led to today with you. Probably about a year and a half or 2 years ago at Church Board, we began to talk about the need for an additional pastoral staff member. And we began to work through that, and as you are aware, last year in the fall, we talked about the idea of a full-time person coming on. And as we got into congregational council, we had some really good discussion, in-depth discussion about it, and we decided the timing might just not be right for that right then. But we were told as a church board, keep working at this because something needs to change in regards to staffing. So the church board had some further conversations about it. During my sabbatical over the summer, I met with 11 different pastors from different churches, and that was one of the big questions that we were working through, and I was trying to gain some insight from them on, is how do you guys do ministry at your churches? How do you resource the ministries at your churches? And what is appropriate staffing kind of things? On my return back in the fall, at the church board level, these discussions picked right up again. The month of September, and we continued with these discussions of how do we do ministry and strengthen the ministry that's happening here at Fairland. A couple of the ideas that surfaced to the top pretty quickly was, number one, I heard over and over again, but particularly by one pastor, of the importance and the significance of a thriving small group, whatever you call it, life group kind of ministry, and how that helps the body as a whole to grow in multiple different ways and avenues. So as a church board, we began talking about the need for that. And we also began to talk about the need for some sort of pastoral staffing change as well. That conversation continued. We began to identify probably the best spot for that kind of a role that we're looking for is somebody to be able to help with pastoral care kind of needs. The visitations, the funerals, walking alongside these care groups that will be created in the fall of this year that we're currently in. During this time, as many of you already know, Larry and Jill had started attending our church. And they came here. Larry tells the story, or told us the story, a couple months ago. They came here. We were one of many churches on their list that they were going to go visit, and they just never left, and we're thankful for that. I had opportunity to have lunch with Larry a couple different times during this and just listen to his heart. And as I'm listening to his heart, I'm thinking about our church board meetings. I'm beginning to see, oh, man, God's doing something here, I think. It was actually kind of funny because I think with almost every meeting that I had with Larry, while we would be there meeting, he was either doing pastoral care. This is a retired guy, just retired in August. He's either doing pastoral care just before we met, so we had to wait to meet because he was going to visit somebody or do a wedding or a funeral or whatever it was he was doing. Or we would be there and people would just stop by the table because they love Larry and they know Larry, and Larry just cares for people. And you can see that. So we had these discussions. I began to get this sense, this feel for Larry, for his heart, for his passion for people and for caring for people. In the conversations, it did come up that Larry obviously has retired. And their plan is to move to the Chicago area. And I say plan because I'm hoping God changes it. No, I'm joking. Their plan is to be moving to the Chicago area. And he was very upfront with that. And at first I was like, oh, I don't know if this is the best idea. But as I continued to think about it and pray about it, I felt that with Larry's years of experience, his passion for caring for people, and the reality that this role is new to us at Fairland, I felt that the positives certainly outweighed the fact that the time frame might be shorter than we at Fairland would necessarily like. So I recommended to the church board that we would move forward with pursuing Larry to fill this role of pastor of care. During Larry's time on staff, we're excited to see the physical and spiritual needs of both the congregation and the community being met in stronger and new ways. Now, the main focus of this role of pastor of care will be hospital and home visitation, walking with families, just walking with people, loving on people. And Larry will also share from the pulpit in my absence. Larry and I will use this time as well to kind of fine-tune the job description that we came up with. Larry has a lot of experience in these kind of things. So we want to benefit from that the best we can. So we're going to use this time to do some fine-tuning as we move forward in ministry for the future of this. So at this time, after giving you all that kind of background story, I want to invite Larry to come on up, and we are going to commission you, and then we're going to invite Jill to join us, and we're going to pray over you guys as you join our ministry team here. I am so excited to have you a part of what we're doing. Just really feel that God has ordained and brought this together.
I'm excited too.
Larry, I got a couple questions I'm going to ask you, and you better answer them right.
Okay. I don't know what they are.
Do you trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and acknowledge Him Lord of all and Head of the Church?
Absolutely.
Will you fulfill your ministry duties in obedience to Jesus Christ under the authority of Scripture and the continual guidance of His Word?
Yes, very much so.
Will you and your own life seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work with the reconciliation of the church and the world?
Yes, I will.
Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of God's church?
Yes, amen.
Will you seek to serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and most of all, love?
Yes.
And will you be a faithful pastor, watching over the people, providing for their needs and care? In your ministry, will you try to show the love, grace, and justice of Jesus Christ?
Yes. Yes.
Since you have been called to this ministry and uniquely gifted for it, I just feel that so strongly. I'm excited today to be able to say, Larry, you are our new pastor of care.
Thanks, Larry.
I certainly pray that God's richest blessings will accompany your efforts as you serve in ministry in this role in the months ahead.
We've been praying there.
Jill, I'm going to ask if you want to come. Their daughter Lisa's here. I don't know. Can I throw you up here as well with us? Lisa's from the Chicago area. Doesn't get to be here very often, but she's here today. So we want to just include you up here. I'm going to ask for any church board members, deacons, ministry directors, people in leadership. I would like all of you to come up here. We're going to lay hands on them. And anybody else that would just like to be a part of this. We want to pray for Pastor Larry and for Jill and their family as we take this step of faith. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for how You work. We thank You, Lord God, for how You ordain things like this. Lord God, we pray for Larry and Jill. We pray, Heavenly Father, for Your richest blessing upon their lives, upon their ministry, upon their efforts. We pray, Lord God, that You would just anoint them in unique and special ways. Allow them to be able to sense how You would have them serve here at Fairland most of all. Lord God, we would just pray that You would give him great insight, give them great insight into this church, what makes this church a part of Your body, and how to best minister to this church and this community, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we think of their family. We know that they're at a distance from their family, and we're blessed this morning to have Lisa here with us. But we pray, Lord God, that as there's that distance there, that You would just allow them as a family to be able to support each other, love each other. Lord God, we thank You that You created this thing called a family unit. And we know that when one person is excited in the family, it's a great thing when the whole family becomes excited over those things as well. So Lord God, I believe conversations that I've had with Larry that he is excited to be stepping this role. Allow his family to be able to share that same excitement and encouragement with him. We pray all these things in Your name. Amen. Thank you.